I mean, the thing is, you have to make me have an orgasm.
So you going for the big O?
Exactly.
And if he can't get you to that point, you got no use for him.
Exactly. Mm.
And do you prefer to reach it by oral or by regular
sex? I prefer to reach it by both if you like. But if you're not a dude who's into oral, I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't need that.
Now, what about when it comes to returning the favor?
I will return the favor.
How do you learn that? Is it something that you sort of...
It's something that I sort of picked up in a sex shop. And I had a glass candy dick or candy dick, and I just kind of practiced
like
on that.
Like the life size?
Yeah.
Really?
I kind of practiced on that.
Y'all hear that, girls?
You so get stupid. You a glass dick. You need to shut
up. Better get one of them glass dicks. I'm telling you.
You need to shut up.
Could the same thing work with a banana?
It wasn't a glass one. It was like watermelon, but it tastes like pretty sugar.
Oh, it had like a flavor to it, too.
It didn't have a flavor at all. It said it was watermelon, but it was sugar. It was a sugar dick.
So you just sort of like worked that until you got...
Sucked on it until I got like comfortable with it being in my mouth and other places.
How do a girl know if she's giving a guy head right? If she's doing it good? Like, what should she do or what should she sort of look out for?
I don't know. I hold the hand, so I don't know what the hell to look out for. I kind of put you in a handcuff.
What do you mean? You're saying why you doing
it? I wouldn't know what the fuck they should look for, okay? Because I do my thing and they got to do their thing. I'm not going to get nobody no pointers on that shit. If you know how to suck dick, you know how to suck dick.
You could change your life.
You don't. I'm sorry.
You could save a relationship, save a marriage.
I'm not saving nobody goddamn relationship. Do you understand?
You could be a hero to females worldwide.
Okay? No damn body relationship, okay?
You could be a hero to females worldwide.
Shit. I ain't trying to be no hero today.
So you say you hold his hand while you're doing it? Or you held his hand while you were doing it?
I'll hold his hands in a certain manner or position to where he can't do what the fuck he's trying to do to the bitch head.
Like almost like a dominatrix type of thing.
In a way, I'm the boss.
You gotta explain this one to
I'm
me.
This sound
real freaky, right?
Listen
here,
I'm the
this
boss when I freaky. Do that. Okay, I'm the
so
boss.
So is he laying down at this point?
Hell yeah, he laying down. He can be sitting up, standing up by the kitchen, by the microwave. He can be standing up anywhere by the slide door if there was a slide door. He can be standing up by the dining table if there was a dining table. I wouldn't give a fuck.
You
understand?
So you're holding his hands behind his back?
No.
You gotta
That's
describe
in the,
it.
Now in the okay bed position. And that's if I feel like being the boss. If I don't feel like, if I want to let you do what I want to do, and that depends on if I have a freaking sewing in with all that hair pulling and then you trying to grip me and pull me down to it or whatever.
Right.
You want to get that rough with it, we can get that rough with it. Trust and believe me, I don't mind the hair pulling. But it's just different things. I'm still not going to explain. I can't explain. I can't
well, you do like it rough,
down.
Though.
Sometimes. That's sometimes.
You like to be like hit, like spank, like slap
yeah,
in the ass?
Yeah, you can get a little aggressive. Yeah, you can get a little aggressive. I wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
It's just, as long as that aggression is sexual aggression and nothing else.
Right. Sort of like role playing.
Right.
And are you against, be honest, a lot of girls are not honest with this question.
Okay.
Do you have any issues with swallowing?
Yes, I do.
What's the issue with it?
The issue is it's too much and I don't even want to swallow down toothpaste. So for that, I tasted it. You know, I have
was it a bad taste?
Clean as a whistle, baby.
So what's the problem with swallowing it then?
Nothing's wrong with swallowing it. Like I would have to swallow it if it's like in my throat and you so happen to just nut while if you do like the white people do. Maybe holding their head, and it's just that's the type of shit that I like. I'm all the way out there with this shit, like I'm way over there, that you don't even understand how bad this shit gets.
Do you have a favorite position?
Missionary.
That's you on top or him on top? I forgot.
Him.
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
You laying on the bed on your back.
Not
him on top.
Like, well, the way you just described it made me think about laying down and laying down.
How you describing it then?
I'm describing it.
How are you laying in this scenario?
I'm laying down, like how they're supposed to be.
On your back?
Yeah, on my back.
And how's he?
on top of me with my legs basically behind my legs.
Oh, so you like it like
behind my head.
No, so you laying on, okay, I got you. So you like to him on top, you on your back, and your legs over his shoulders basically.
What? Oh, or that. It don't matter. It could be that.
Are you that
too
flexible?
I can be. That's the thing.
Really?
I can be. I promise you, I can be. This shit is crazy.
That's impressive because a lot of girls, you know, they be like, oh, that's not that hurt, you know, when you try to put their legs too far up. But you saying yours can go all the way behind or up to your head?
I mean, they potentially can if I get somebody to loosen me up like that.
Are you like a squirter or like how wet do it get?
I would not know.
What you mean you wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know.
You never got to that point.
I mean, I got by the bed and the puddle was in the bed one time.
That sounds like a squirter to me. You mean when you was with a guy or when you were with yourself?
When I was with a guy. One time.
Damn,
one time.
So he knew he was he eating or was he just hitting it?
He was just hitting it. What happened that night? I got wasted and I was, wasted. I got drunk.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that might have helped out, you saying? Is it better when you're drunk?
I think I'm asleep when I'm drunk.
So he pretty much do what he want to do while you laying there.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Because I woke up. Now, there's been plenty of times where I would wake up. And he's doing his thing. And I just join in. I
and then go back to sleep.
And then, we both get to go back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome.
You ever had it in an ass?
I tried it and it felt like I was doing a backward shit.
Which is a bad thing?
Which is... It just felt like not good. It felt good, but it didn't. And you know how some people like, I like pain and pleasure together?
Yeah.
No, I like pleasure.
So
all
it
the
hurt,
way, 100%. Yeah, it kind of, it was, I know a lot of people say, you know, your butt feels like fire.
Mm-hmm.
It did, but once it got past a certain point, it felt like I was taking a shit.
Some people like taking shits. They say it feels good.
I'm so sorry. But it was the worst shit ever.
No.
Yeah, it's one of those, damn, I might explode.
Would you try it again?
No. No.
You said it sort of felt good.
It felt, like I said, pain and pleasure. I want fully pleasure.
So no more in the ass for you?
Yeah, no more anal.
What about a tongue in the ass? You ever had that?
Oh, that feels awesome.
So you like that, huh?
Yes. That is like, it sends a tingly feeling up your spine, and it just, ooh. It's just awesome.
What do you like to be going on while he or her is doing that? Do you sort of like play with yourself, or you want them to be?
That's good enough.
Fingering you?
That's
good enough by itself?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay.
All by itself. I don't know what, it just feels like really good. It does. I'm not going to lie. I've had it done once.
So as long as it's a tongue and not a dick, then you good.
Right. I'm cool with that.
Mm. Would you do that to a girl?
Yeah, I would.
Have you done it?
No.
How often do you play with yourself?
Not as often as I used to.
Why not?
I don't do it at all no more.
When you say at all, when's the last time you did it?
Again,
be honest.
Last year.
Late last year?
Fresh last year.
So it's been months. You're telling me it's been months since you fingered yourself at all, used any kind of toys?
Oh my God, not fingered, honey. I don't have to do that.
Use toys?
Nope.
What do you do then?
You just play with the clit.
Well, I consider that fingering too, though.
No, that is not fingering.
Because you're still using your fingers, so.
But you're not going inside.
I know what you mean.
Right. We're not doctoring nothing.
So you just play. Now, when you play with it, like.
No. What the hell is this?
No, put your hand
what
up.
Marcel, what is this?
I was telling you.
The whole damn hand, Marcel?
So.
Mine is this.
Oh, the pinky?
That's it.
I've seen girls do it with the whole hand before.
Oh, hell to the fuck no. I can't do that.
But the pinky is your weakest finger, though. Why use your weakest finger?
Because that's how weak my pussy is.
Really?
The bitch is sensitive, okay? You're hella sensitive.
So you just do it in with your pinky in circular motions, or how do you do it? Like, do you like flick?
I don't do anything.
Is it a flicking action?
I don't do anything.
Is it circular, like you're watching a window? Or what?
Why do I need to go circular? Like, it's right there. Like, this is it. This is it.
No, but I'm saying, like, girl, I've seen girls rub it in different, sometimes they'll go circular motions.
Okay, so like this.
That's sort of like you're a DJ and you're scratching.
Exactly, scratching the record. That's what I call it, scratching the record.
Okay. the way you just did it, you had all your fingers, but you're saying it's just your pinky.
The pinky is always up, though.
I got you. So you got a whole technique then.
Exactly.
And when you're doing yourself, how long do it take for you to reach orgasm?
5 minutes, baby, five
really?
Minutes. Yeah, but it really take less than that, but you get what I'm saying. Mm. 2-3 minutes tops.
And once you do it, are you done or do you want to do it again?
I'm done. I'm asleep. I'm like.
Because some girls tell me that they can just come and come. Like back to back.
I don't have time for all that. My hand actually get tired. I be like, oh, shit. I'm done. Time to go to bed.